That's why many people in India, they practice a form of yoga called Tantra Yoga. That means they practice the act of lovemaking without having it come to an end. They just continue the activity, but they do not let the fluid of the body come out. Now you understand?
Yeah.
The fluid of the man will make a woman pregnant and have children. If they stop that fluid from within themselves, that's what it means. Understand?
Yes. Yes.
So, if you don't let the fluid come out, it's okay. That's what he means. This is for the husband and wife, in case they cannot stop the desire for sexual intercourse altogether, then they could practice this method of Tantra Yoga. But it takes a lot of control. It takes practice. It's not that you want to stop it and it stops. Yeah? Because mostly we are used to carrying on with the pleasure feeling, and we just let it go. So most of the women and wives, they cannot control their sexual outcome, yeah, and make trouble for themselves and make them tired and things like that. Mm. There was a lady in America, she wanted a divorce because her husband always wanted to make love with her, for example, like that. And she says she's so tired, she has not so much energy for pleasure anymore. Yeah, it could exhaust you and make you unfit for work, to be mother or to be just a lively person. Eh? Therefore, the master taught his disciples at that time to conserve the life fluid. Therefore, conserve the energies. Men and women alike. Men and women alike. Mostly men have more trouble than women. A woman, sometimes they don't know what it means by having sex or satisfaction or things like that. But the men do. Men sometimes need it. I'm sorry to talk so much about this. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Yeah? Maybe you need to know. Huh? If you don't, just ignore it. Maybe you do, huh? Okay, number 44. When in such embrace your senses are shaken as leaves, enter this shaking. Okay. Perhaps he meant when two people are in love, yeah, and when they embrace each other, they will feel very excited. So their whole body and feeling is trembling. So in that case, you do not get lost in the feeling of the physical sensation, but you should just enter the trembling, yeah, and stay there and be centered. Just enter and be centered. Mm. And do not let yourself get lost in the sensation of the physical feeling. That's what it is. So you see, the master here teaches you in any kind of situation, whether disturbance or pleasure, you should turn it around to your own advantage and preserve your cosmic energy from within you. And normally in India, if a practitioner, truly a practitioner, he would be advised that he have two or three children and then stop having sex altogether with his wife. Just like Mahatma Gandhi did. He has told you in his biography how he avoided a sexual union with his wife by trying to look at her as a mother or as a sister or as a daughter and try to avoid having contact with her in private when nobody else is around. In that way, he avoided sexual contact with her for many decades until they both die, and they had no problem. I'm not saying that you must or you should or you ought to do it. It's just for your reference, all right? It's your life. You do whatever you think is good for you. You do whatever you think is appropriate so that you can advance quicker in your spiritual practice. Yeah, I am no holier than thou person sitting here and pinpointing at you, saying you must do this and that and others. All right? Mm. Number 45. I don't understand this. Even remembering union without the embrace, the transformation. Should we just leave it? Leave it, huh? Oh, all this embracing. It's embarrassing. Number 46. On joyously seeing a long absent friend, permit this joy. All right. Have you ever seen a long absent friend before?
Yes.
Yes, okay. At that time, you feel very happy, right? Okay. And when you are happy, show it. And radiate all this happiness to all the people around you, not only the friend alone. Because when you show it, everybody knows it too. Mm. But be natural, okay? Be natural. Mm. Don't try it with a loudspeaker. 47. When eating or drinking, become the taste of the food or drink and be filled. Well, this I don't understand. But maybe you understand better. Try to become the taste of the food and be filled. That means you don't have to eat a lot, right? You might try, huh? For example, when we eat and drink, normally we just eat and then talk, you know? Talk to a friend and then afterward don't know what you have eaten. Yeah. And then so even if you have eaten, you did not feel very satisfied. And sometimes it gives you digestion problems because you don't concentrate on the blessed taste that the Lord has endowed upon you through the food. So the taste of the food is perhaps the blessing from the Lord. So whenever we eat, we should appreciate the taste, yeah, and think about it as a love from God. Therefore, after we finished, we will feel very satisfied and full without having to eat a lot, which makes you feel sluggish and sleepy. Actually, whenever we eat, we should not talk, because the negativity enters through the mouth and shares the food with us and spoils the food, making it unwholesome, unholy, and sometimes poisonous. All right? But of course, you come here once a while and you eat together and you don't see each other for a long time, some from Europe, some from America, some from Singapore, India, whatever. So I cannot even forbid you again. You know, you don't talk while you meditate. You don't talk while you sleep. You don't talk while you listen to me. And you don't talk while you eat. Oh, terrible. and then you feel like you're being so restricted. So but whenever you can, all right, try to remember the taste of the food and stay there instead of talking too much, okay? I try to remember the taste of what is this here. Grapefruit, very nice. All right. Number 48. Now, very nice. Oh, lotus eye one. See that? Sweet of touch. He praises her. That her touch is even so sweet, and her eyes are like the lotus. When singing, seeing, tasting, be aware you are and discover the ever-living. Be aware that you are. When we do in any activity such as singing, eating, or seeing something, be aware who is the seer, who is the one that tastes, who is the one that sings. That's what he meant. Always be self-centered and remember the true master of the house. And do not run after the object, but remain centered. Yeah, see, but do not run. Understand? Do not be drawn into the object, and always stay here, stable like a mountain, witnessing everything around, but still always aware of the true self. Don't I sound like a Zen master, eh? Big deal, huh? Big talk, huh? You understood? Yeah, sure. Maybe more than I do. 49. Wherever satisfaction is found, in whatever act, actualize this. You know what this is? This is this. And finished. I cannot explain this to you. And if you don't understand this, then forget this. Number 50. At the point of sleep, when sleep has not yet come and external wakefulness vanishes, at this point, true being is revealed. Have you tried that? Yeah, you have? Sure you have. Even I have. If you remember well, sometimes you finish your meditation, right? On the cushion. And then you left, you go to bed, right? At that time you feel you're very sleepy. But then when you jump on the bed, you haven't slept yet. Immediately at that point, sometimes the light came, flooding, right?
Yeah.
And then you sit there, meditate for 3 hours, nothing happened.
Right.
And then as soon as you feel tired, okay, I'm fed up. And then you went to sleep, you just lay down, and immediately the light came, floating. Or sometimes the sound came and took you up into soaring into high above heaven. Is that not so?
Yeah.
That is this. Okay, 51. In summer, when you see the entire sky endlessly clear, enter such clarity. Well, this is very clear to you, no? Yeah? No? You know what? Sometimes we look into the sky intensely, huh? And then sometimes it feels like we enter a kind of space, huh? Very clear. It's not the real sky that we enter. It is the outer sky that leads us into the inner sky. You know, just like when sometimes you sit and meditate without even the sky, but you saw the sky, huh? At night. Or even in the morning, but you saw clearly the midday sun and the midday sky. Or sometimes in the daytime, you sit here alone in the dark room, but you saw the sky, the Milky Way, and the beautiful evening stars, and the moon, etc. Is that not so?
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.